The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. We've got a lot to do on this platform today. Aruna Kibira is in the house with me. He keeps saying figures don't have emotion. This is not about branding. This is not about age. This is not about coloration. This is what figures that have been released to the regulators and the general market have to say. I will be right back. An explosive session is going to be, you will definitely enjoy it. Enjoy it. But we have to say a very big thank you to our partners that keep this program running. And in case you are there too, we are available for you to support. I will be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please help me or join me in welcoming Aruna Kibira. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a license holder, a trading license holder of the NGX. And as a matter of fact, Aruna is consistent. He knows what he's doing. You see, whenever or whatever we have to say here, we need to take those things further. Ask for more elaborate analysis, understanding of this. Aruna is someone you can call 24 hours. Aruna, you are welcome.
Thank you for.
I just said you can be called 24 hours. Are you actually available 24?
My phone is never off except if it is not charged, and there's no way it's not charged. I have a 27,000 mAh power bank.
But you will still find time to sleep now.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up from sleep to answer calls.
Wow.
To me, I feel any question about investment can never be mundane. The person doesn't know. For the fact that you're just hearing about stock and asking those questions that you think is mundane, it's not mundane as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Aruna, for being here today. And let's quickly go into business. All right, the market, looking at the performance for the month of April. Right, from what I can see here, to me, in a month, 5.69% growth in all share index and market capitalization, 5.72% growth. Deals down, value 10.99%, year to date 16.21%, 20.03% in market capitalization. All right, despite the intermittent profit taking, the market was upbeat, right? But that's not the issue here. These performances had gone. We are just analyzing it. What are the possibilities for the month of May?
You know, April ending, which is today, happened to be the last day of moratorium given to issuers to release their quarter one result. And there was an influx of them since Thursday. And you know, the market has not actually been able to sit down and understand them and begin to react to them. So this will be, they will definitely dovetail into the month of May. It is in month of May that the market will now sit down, especially all it is going to be until Wednesday. It is then that all the analysis that will be done over this weekend will now begin to take effect to the market.
In other words, you have Monday and Tuesday to actually call on Aruna and then discuss all these things through. In other words, what you are saying is that, if I understood you well, the month of May will most likely start well. But you have not told us what might be going forward, going further into the month.
All the quarter ones that we have said, except for a few that we are going to see, that have actually been superlative. I even wanted to bring a thing there that you see, that all the figures that have been emanating from MBS seems to be working.
So you are forecasting a positive month
yes,
of May.
Yes, for month of May, yes.
Okay, maybe we'll still have time to get there. We'll see. But just be racking your brain. I will still put the question to you. What are stocks that you think one should begin to position? Now we go straight to the uncommon analysis. Yes, it is common. You could actually do it on your own, but it is uncommon in the media. Aruna, the table you are going to be seeing on your screen reports the turnover for the first quarter of Nigerian banks. And this includes Access, Ecobank, Zenith, UBA, GTCO, Fidelity, FCMB, Union Bank, Sterling, Wema. Like I did say earlier, First Bank or FBNH is yet to release its first quarter report. Actually sent, I think the audited report is even also yet to be released in the market. I actually sent a test to the managing director, Shola Adedutan, was it 2 weeks ago? Okay, we're yet to see your auditor report in the market. He snubbed me, didn't respond. Anyway, that is not an issue. But looking at this, you will see that in the first quarter, Access reported 322.2 billion turnover. Ecobank, 245.4 billion. Zenith, 191.5 billion turnover. UBA, 183.9 billion turnover. Fidelity, 71. Okay, GTCO, 119.59 billion. Fidelity, 71.3 billion. FCMB, 58.3 billion. Union Bank, 43. I told you the other time that this Union Bank, are you sure it is still strong, big, strong, and reliable? This result is not showing. So
I told you that it could be, it might not be big, but it's still strong and reliable.
Sterling, 38 billion. Wema, 30 billion. Give it to Access.
It is. It's clearly, if this were to be an exam, this is the rank. They are the first, without missing words.
You know, one thing about Access, I will always remember. If I'm not mistaken, around 2005, then Umokwede was still the managing director, about Wigwe, the managing director now, was the deputy managing director. They held an investors forum in Golden Gate restaurant in Ikoyi. And I was there. Herbert was the one that made the presentation. They actually showed on a graph what they intended doing and how they intended to emerge as first among the first five Nigerian banks and going forward. They might necessarily not have been able to achieve that in record time. Because between 2005 and now, you're talking about 12 years plus or minus, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or even 17 years.
About 17 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But at the end, they are not just the biggest in volume. This bank is aggressive. And the gap between them and the others seems to become wider than it used to be. I cannot imagine Zenith, 191 billion, whereas Access is reporting 322 billion. Arena.
I'm even just thinking that this is just the beginning. You know, when you just take off a race, a 100 meter dash from the blocks, this is just the beginning. They have not gotten to the, I believe by the time we begin to see quarter four 2022, the difference will be clear.
The truth is that the bank is still not resting. The more they are taking, the more they want to take.
And they are raising notes and they are aggressive acquiring. But the only thing that is my concern is the market is not looking at the way I'm looking at it.
Let us see. Take time. You note that. You see how you make use of what we are doing now. I hope we'll be able to complete everything. is that any institution that you see will come first, second, third, as a matter of fact, fourth, in all these basic metrics we're going to be using is the type that you can actually invest in. It is not price alone that should determine what you should invest in. An equity might be cheap and might not be profitable. For example, for those who have seen me in the physical, not on the tube, they will know that I'm taller than Aruna in the reverse. What is responsible for me being taller than you, Aruna, in the reverse? It's within me. And what is making Aruna to be shorter than me in the reverse is also in Aruna. These are the things we are bringing out. There are some times, you see, in investing, you expect unrealistic growth. You expect unrealistic performance. Okay? This is in turnover. Not in the growth, but in the performance. So today, not based on emotion, not based on branding, not based on relationship, but on figures that will not lie. Access is the biggest bank in Nigeria, going by the volume of trades. We continue. And of course, you could see that Ecobank is also coming very strongly.
Very strongly.
That is another institution you should watch out for. Then don't take your gaze away from Zenith and UBA. I stop it at that for now. Before we round off, we still have about a minute or two looking at the best equities in price performance in the month of April. We could see Meyer paying 354.55%. That's not real. It is not as a result of any report or improved earnings. NACO, MB, that is Nigerian Breweries, Oando, Guinness, and all those, including Wema and Cadbury and Transcor and Fidelity, all responded to positive earnings.
Yes.
What is your recommendation? What equities do you think I could look at, consider for the month of May?
When Guinness is there. Guinness, a whooping 730%. Cadbury is there. Only now, as we speak, Cadbury is not ever available. UPDC is there from negative to positive. Transcorp is also there, even as at the price at the trade day, I think it will still go far.
Okay. I still want to ask you one question. Okay. Oando, I can see it on the highest percentage.
Yeah, it's anticipation of a good result, but they have released that that year is a COVID year, which we all saw in every other report. They might not actually be the ones that will talk about the COVID year. 2019.
Okay, we have given you the best possible, at least for now. So we've got to go. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. And I will say more thank you to you if you go on those other channels, our YouTube, our website, StocksNG, to look at this. If you stay connected with us on the radio, Monday to Friday, Metro 97.7 FM, Lagos. I want to say a very big thank you to you, Aruna,
for
being there always. And to my team, you are the best. We've got to go until when I shall be returning again. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabalojo. God bless you. Enjoy your holidays.